it is helpful to think about the process of policymaking, again, not as a discrete step, as flicking a light switch, but as a process that proceeds in stages. And so there is a process of formulating a policy, deciding what is it that we're trying to accomplish, what resources do we need, what kind of processes are going to help us accomplish that. That is followed by an assessment of alternatives, because for any possible outcome, there are different roads that can lead to the same outcome. And those alternatives need to be assessed in terms of what is known about how effective they're likely to be, about their costs, about their political feasibility, about to what extent they're a good match to the institutional capacity of the education system. There are some wonderful ideas that are over the head of the kinds of people who have to implement them, and therefore they're bad ideas for that particular system unless we build in the systems to build that capacity. So second step in that process is an assessment of alternatives. Third step is the actual making of the decision. Fourth step is implementing that decision. The next step is to evaluate what happened with implementation. And that evaluation can take place in two moments. It can take place throughout the process of implementation. We call that formative evaluation, evaluation that has the purpose of providing feedback to those that are responsible for the management of the process. And it can also be summative evaluation, evaluation after the project has been completed, after the policy cycle has been completed. And that evaluation can generate the kind of knowledge that informs a new policy cycle. So if we think about policy that way, every policymaker is building on the outcomes of what their predecessors did. And it's very helpful to think of policy really as learning of an education system over time. The one thing that policies should achieve, in addition to the results which they set out to achieve, is knowledge about how to design better policies in the future. And of course, research and evaluation are processes that can help us gain the information that can answer what works and what doesn't work.